Another name that was famous back in your era was Will Rogers, and you were 15 or 16 years old when he died in that plane crash. Do you remember any of that?
Well, I remember being with him. He, his nephew and niece had a place at 124 East Independence. He didn't like it. They were his niece and nephew. He wanted to buy him a better place. Well, my dad was trying to buy a house. And we visited there, and of course I was with my dad. It's $2,500. Well, Rogers asked my dad, do you have money to buy it? My dad said no. So my dad hung around another day or two, and Will Rogers used to lay out on the lawn. Everybody in the neighborhood used to be around there, and you couldn't hardly talk business to him because he's busy talking to all those people. Well, one day he asked my dad, can you raise $500? My dad said, well, I think I can. He said, well, if you raise $500 and I have my nephew and niece buy $1,000 a year groceries off of your grocery stores, then we can make a deal for this house. So my dad said, it's a deal. My dad raised $500 and we moved in there and we lived there, 124 East Independence, for I don't know how long. Of course, it was sad when he got killed. Never will get over it. He was so kind and thoughtful. And I can see him now. He's laying there on the grass, chewing on a toothpick or something. All those people around him, they found out in that neighborhood, it was a poor neighborhood, you know. He didn't even make my dad sign a contract or anything. Those days, $2,500 was a lot of money, but the house was in a poor neighborhood.
So that's why he wanted his niece to move.
Yeah, they moved out on Columbia, South Columbia. He told me the block where he bought him a house.
Did you have any more dealings or visit with him after that?
No.
Do you remember where you were when you heard about Will Rogers' plane crash?
I don't remember where I was, except it made me cry.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a terrible thing. God didn't want him to live, I guess.
Well, he was 55.
Baby.
Baby, yeah. Coke, his niece, said that she felt he'd lived such a full life by the time he was 55 that they were trying to say, okay, we understand, but